invite you to get comfortable, however you want to do this. It can be lying down, it can be sitting up, but wherever you are, I want you to feel supported. So leaning in some capacity, so you're not feeling like you have to hold yourself up. And beginning this process of healing the mother-daughter wound, it is, you know, it's crucial in unlocking the fullness of our goddess within. Mm-hmm. Remembering that the inner child is a very real part of our subconscious mind, and that she needs love, she needs care, and she needs compassion. Okay. I want you to be open when we get into this to whatever comes. Trust what happens. Maybe your inner child is going to be a little bit shy. Give her time. And just whatever it is, just do your best to be okay with it, not thinking that you've done anything wrong. Okay. Inner child might be emotional. She might be sad. She might be hurt. She might be playful. You don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. So closing your eyes. Me taking a few deep breaths. With these active, connected breaths, allowing yourself to come more fully into your heart space. Maybe even placing your hand over your heart as you drop in, feeling the slow, strong rise and fall of your chest. In and out. Up and down. Sending thanks to your physical body for all it does. Without you telling it to do so, your body just does what it does every minute, every hour of every day. Relaxing your body as completely as you can. Taking another deep breath. And as you exhale, relax your mind. Letting your thoughts float away. Feel your mind coming into stillness and quiet. Taking another deep breath. And as you exhale, imagine moving your awareness into a deep, quiet place inside of you. Begin to embrace the beautiful energy of the spring equinox, allowing your mind's eye to open wide, capturing visions of fresh green growth on old branches, envisioning buds forming on plants and shrubs, bulbs sprouting and reaching up out of the dark soil. Imagining animals emerging from their wintry slumber, newborns widening their eyes, sniffing the fresh breeze, baby animals venturing out, prancing and playing in the rolling green grass with no care in the world. Now allowing yourself and your imagination to meet Ostara, the beautiful goddess of the spring. Her hair tumbles over her shoulders, braids of flowers and green leaves, butterflies. And as you see her, she holds her totem, a March hare, in her arms. She is surrounded by birds, creatures of nature, She is a fertility and moon goddess who symbolizes a fresh start, new birth. Allow her image to wash over you and evoke your love of nature. Remember what it felt like to roll in the grass as a child. Maybe feel her smile lighting up your face. Now, seeing if you can imagine yourself walking down a path that runs to the center of a beautiful, safe place that you've created in your mind. A place where you and your inner child can meet and play together. And as you walk towards this place, you feel more and more relaxed, centered and comfortable. You enter your sanctuary and sense and feel the beauty and comfort of the nature that surrounds you. Take a few moments to get in touch here, to remember, to envision, to see some of the details of this beautiful place and let yourself enjoy being here. Taking a moment to remind yourself how special and wonderful you were as a child. Imagine yourself walking around this place, noticing the plants and animals, feeling the sun or the breeze. And a ways off in the distance across this place, you become aware of the presence of a small child. And as you start to move towards the child, you see her. And you sense how old she is and what she is doing. You slowly move towards her, and as you get closer, you notice how she's dressed. Allow yourself to sense how she's feeling emotionally. Approach her. Make contact in whichever way you sense would be appropriate right now. Ask her if there's anything she wants to tell you or wants to communicate to you. It may be in words or in some other way, and allow yourself to receive. Now ask her what she needs most from you right now, or in your life in general. Spend some time with your inner child. Allow her to guide you in the appropriate way to be with her. Maybe that's playing together or simply sitting close or holding one another. She has a special gift for you. Allow yourself to receive the gift that she has for you. Continue to be with her. maybe letting her know that you want to be in contact with her as much as you can from now on. Completing your time together for right now in whichever way feels good for both of you. You and your inner child have a choice to make. She can choose to remain there in the sanctuary, in a very safe place inside of you. Or she can come with you when you leave the sanctuary. Feels best. Does she come with you, or does she stay there in that place where you can visit her? Your inner child will know which way feels best for right now. And if she's going to stay in the sanctuary, you can say goodbye. Let her know that you will come back as often as you can. And that you want to know how she feels and what she needs from you in life. And if she's coming with you, take her in your arms or by the hand and start to walk the path out of the sanctuary. And as you walk up the path, feel yourself alive, filled with energy, balanced and centered. Become aware of your body in the room. And with Ostara's energy supporting and nurturing you, I'm going to offer some words and affirmations, things that you can begin to offer to your inner child every day. Being sure that you speak to her kindly in a loving and soothing inner voice that is soft and patient.
Do you want to know what enlightenment is?
You are now loved and valued and appreciated by me. You do not have to prove yourself to anyone. You have nothing to feel guilty or ashamed about.
It's a back and forth, back and forth. Letting go of your attachment.
I am proud of you.
To yourself, to outcomes, letting go to the way things are.
You need never again fear being alone, because I'm always here for you now. I will only allow safe, trustworthy, and respectful people into your world now.
If I could let go of everything, I could let go of right or wrong, it would get deeper and deeper. And it was amazing.
I'm sorry for not being aware of your pain and needs in the past, and for pushing you too hard. You have a home in my heart that you never have to leave. You are safe with me now.
I could sense the lifetime of judgment against myself.
Thank you.